Had to fight for that penalty, apparently, at the end. There was a couple of players who wanted to take it.
Yeah, there was, yeah. I don't know whether they wanted to take it or they were just trying to show a bit of bravery, but I got the ball first, and then the next thing I've seen is Matt Hill come sprinting up. I think there was no way he was having it. The gaffer said to me before the Brentford game, do you fancy the penalty? I said, yeah. As soon as Jose went off, then I fancied it, and luckily I tucked it away.
Yeah, good penalty, wasn't it, in front of the cop?
Yeah, it was. We did a lot of work on them yesterday, with Wembley coming up and everything, and sort of stayed out half an hour extra and practised them, and thankfully it's come off tonight.
Big win, isn't it? Because there was 8 changes, a lot of young lads experiencing a game like this for the first time, but it was still a really competitive game, wasn't it?
Yeah, that's what you get with Rotherham and sort of Steve Evans teams. You know what you're going to get. They're direct at times, they compete for the second balls, and but like I said, the lads have come in absolutely brilliant. The atmosphere was great tonight, and our fans, and they've brought 5,000 as well. So it's a great game for them to come into, and they were brilliant, and we're delighted that we've got a win for them first game.
How much praise do those young lads deserve to come into a game like this? Kennedy's at the back there. He's having to come up against a guy like Alex Ravel, who's just wins everything in the air most weeks in midfield. Di Maio was in there, sort of working very hard. They did it ever so well, didn't they?
They were brilliant, yeah. And we're playing against a Rotherham team who's unbeaten for 15, 16 games. I said to Connor before the game, I said, just get your tackles in and keep it easy. But he started getting on the ball and spraying it. I thought he was, as far as debuts go, I thought he was absolutely superb. And one thing the gaffer will do is give young kids a chance. And it's great to see him coming through and doing so well.
It's a big deal, that, isn't it? The players coming into the team fit into the system. Even with a lot of changes, the performance level doesn't drop.
No, yeah, I thought there was an energy about us tonight. I thought we could have been maybe up at half-time. I thought we had a couple of half-chances. I thought Billy and Jose were brilliant for us tonight. Set the benchmark and allowed us to squeeze up, really, and press them. And did to them sort of what they do to teams, really. They fight for a lot of second balls and squeeze the midfield on. But first half, we played our way through them and they couldn't really get near us. And I think the goal at the end capped off a decent performance from us.
And from the senior perspective, was there any thought at all tonight, don't get injured? Whatever you do, just don't get injured and miss that game at the weekend.
I don't think you can think like that. Obviously, the Wembley game's at the back of your mind, and the gaffers took the opportunity to rest a few. We knew the significance, the importance of the game tonight as a local derby. And a chance to sort of pick our wits against a decent team and see where we're at, really. And we've competed with them, which is the biggest thing, and we've come out on top.
And it will make this week. I mean, it was going to be a good week anyway, looking forward to Wembley, but the fact that you can go into it off a good win will help, won't it?
Yeah, we'll be buzzing now. Like I said, the 15, 16 games unbeaten, so it was a good performance from us tonight to beat them. But yeah, we can go into we can concentrate on the Wembley game now. Tonight's gone, and it's a big game won. 3 points in the bank, and we can fully focus on the Wembley outing now.
Will you sleep much between now and Saturday night?
Probably not, no. I think I'm fortunate with a couple of the lads that have played there before. So when you go there for the first time, it's hard to take everything in. But I know it's a big game, but you can't really focus too much on it. You just need to carry on doing what you've been doing and come 4:07 on Sunday, be as ready as you can be.
Now, John Brayford's known for his beard. I've seen you've got one, Mark Howard's got one. Is this a team thing now?
No, not really. The gaffer's just told me they had to shave it off. But I looked in the mirror before the game and thought I looked stupid. So I was going to shave it off after the game. But now I've scored and we've won, it's staying.